I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support.
Stardate, June 22nd. A young eagle soars across the sky on summer nights. Right now, it's low in the east at nightfall, due south in the wee hours of the morning, and high in the southwest at dawn. And it's easy to spot. It's the 12th brightest star in the night sky. Altair represents the breast of the constellation known as the Eagle. The name Altair, in fact, means the flying eagle. According to current understanding, it's a young eagle, barely more than an eaglet. It's about 100 million years old, compared to 4.5 billion years for the Sun. And it's just entering stellar adulthood, what's known as the main sequence. That means it's fully formed, and it generates energy through nuclear fusion in its core. It fuses together hydrogen atoms to make helium. One of the hallmarks of young stars is that they spin in a hurry, a result of the collapse of the cloud of gas and dust that gave them birth. And Altair is no exception. It turns on its axis once every 8 hours, compared to almost a month for the Sun. That's about 75% of the speed needed to make Altair fly apart. The whirligig action also flattens the star, so it's almost 25% fatter through the equator than through the poles. An effect clearly seen in images of Altair, a young bright eagle flying through summer nights. Altair has a close attendant, and we'll talk about that star tomorrow. We have more skywatching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.